Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. It is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. I am excited to have two lovely guests today. We have Scott Forrester with Forrester Consulting and Michelle Bernard, who is a fitness specialist that will tell us all about an event that she is having soon. So, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank
you. I'm glad to have you. Two dynamic people doing some dynamic things. So I guess I'll start with you, Mr. Forrester. If you can tell our audience just a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. First of all, it's great to be on your show. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course.
Forrester Consulting is actually the result of about 56 years of combined experience between Ed Forrester, who is my father, and I. We decided after he retired about 20 years ago, and I had reached a point where we felt like we could do an awful lot of good in the business community by bringing our executive level sales experience, business development, and marketing experience to those companies, both small and large, who are facing either issues that they're looking to overcome with client acquisition and sales, or companies at any level that are looking for new markets to penetrate and new outreach methodologies. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're actually very excited to be where we're at this point.
You sound pretty busy.
We are very, very busy right now.
All that stuff you're doing.
It's very good. It's all good, but it can have your head swimming sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's great. It's all good right now.
Good. So what factors drew you and your dad to start in this business?
First of all, years ago I knew that I wanted to get into the consulting business, but not just as a regular business consultant. Mm-hmm. Ed Forrester was the general manager for the Prudential Agency for about 20 years, and I have been on the marketing or the sales side for 26 years. I saw a lot of mistakes. I saw a lot of fatal flaws, both with companies I worked with as well as just in observation. So what happened was that we had always thought about doing a consulting gig, if you will, so that we could help companies. We could take what we knew and help companies apply best practices to their sales and their business development models. And it was just out of that love of doing what we did, of teaching, and saying, well, let's do this full time. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's also been very gratifying to see how we can help companies as well as help individuals.
It's very rewarding.
Right.
I do similar work, so I know how rewarding it can be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the common situations that you encounter working with all these lovely clients?
Right. There are probably two key areas that we run into. And first of all, just to make sure you understand, when we work with a client, it's not always because there's a problem. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of clients who ask us to come on board and help them build a sales team, help them with new outreach methodology, just because they want to be on the cutting edge of business development sales. So it's not always that there's a fire in the house, so to speak. But I will say, just for the interest of keeping this interesting, that two of the key areas that we do find a lot is, quite frankly, is the lack of strategy. Mm-hmm. On the part of a lot of clients, and that doesn't apply just to small companies. You'd be surprised how many larger institutions.
Wow.
Once we get in there and start talking with the management and sometimes even the executive level, the lack of having a true strategic outreach model.
That's very surprising.
It surprises us even to this day. But that's not to say that their people don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's because people get stuck doing everything the old way. Mm-hmm. It's the same way. We've always done it this way. Okay. Exactly. And then we go, well, that's, guess what? That's not a strategy.
Right.
That's just a practice that you have gotten comfortable with. The second thing is that over the last 6 to 7 years, with the economy being what it has been, we have noticed and we have worked with a lot of companies where there has been a tendency to promote from within. Promoting people who are really good at sales or really good at business development into sales management. In some cases, that's great, and we always encourage any company to look first within. But it also has caused a lot of problems, because just because someone is really good at sales doesn't mean they have the experience level yet to manage others. Mm-hmm. you would be
important.
It's very important. You'd be surprised how many companies we have gone in, whether they've already known it or whether we have to discover it for them and find out the issue is people that were really good at selling, were really good at uncovering new business, put in place of management, and that's a whole new skill set.
So, yeah, so sometimes you might have to go outside those company doors.
Absolutely. Or you at least know if you're if you're an upper-level management or executive level, you need to know that they have to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to put in the time and the effort to train those people because many times they can be the best managers for
you.
But if you don't have the time, yes, mm-hmm. it's good to maybe look outside.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like if they are, I guess, trainable, if we can use that word,
right?
They would probably likely be the most loyal
absolutely
team.
No, I agree. And there are times whenever we walk into a situation where the experience level isn't there, but it's easy to get everybody on the right track
mm-hmm.
by maybe having a couple of consulting, individual consulting sessions,
mm-hmm.
Identifying the areas that they really lack in,
mm-hmm.
and then identifying with the executives who are in charge of hiring them to put them on the right track for ongoing training.
Mm-hmm.
If they know that they have the support, then they will take it on themselves to learn how to be good managers. So
right.
sometimes it's just a matter of giving a little tender love and care.
A little TLC. Right. No, that never hurts anyone.
That's right.
So what do you find has been your best way of getting the word out about your company? Has it been mainly word of mouth, or how do you do that?
Well, first of all, being on business radio is a fantastic way. And so, again, we're very appreciative of the opportunity. But most of our clients come to us through two ways. One, through referrals.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we believe that integrity in what we do means that our clients will always refer us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that comes because we actually ask them for referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And other times, we just have people come to us and say, look, we'd like to sit down and just find out more about what you all do because so-and-so told us about you. And the other way that we have quite a bit of business is either through our website. People coming to us because they're looking under the sales help,
mm-hmm.
you know, new business help. And so those are the two key areas. And then, of course, I do a lot of networking too.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Right, exactly.
So why do you think your clients come to you?
Yeah, absolutely. The number one reason, again, I think, is because with our focus on integrity, our focus is on making sure that when we work with a client, that we do the job fully, that we reach a point to where they say, you have completed the task that we hired you to do.
Mm-hmm.
We, a lot of times, will go back to a client. Well, not a lot of times, all the time. We'll go back to a client once the project is officially done, and sit back down and go, now what remains?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you still feel that we have not covered and we are happy to go back in and cover that?
Mm-hmm.
So once we finish, whether it's a short-term engagement or a long-term engagement or whether we're on retainer with that client, we want them to always feel like we go above and beyond just whenever the project is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, what industries and verticals does Forrester Consulting typically work with?
Sure, that's a great question. Of course, we can work pretty much within any industry or vertical market,
mm-hmm.
but our focus tends to be the financial and insurance markets. That's our background.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a background in the area of technology and telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
That could range from IT service providers all the way through the total technology rank. And we also have a background in working with marketing and advertising agencies.
Awesome.
They have, believe it or not, marketing and advertising agencies have a real tough time with bringing new business on board.
Really?
Yeah. They're good at advertising.
I was going to say, they can't use some of their own techniques.
They try to, and that's where we go back to, well, we've always done it this way,
uh-huh.
but it's not working anymore. The reason being is that times change, techniques change. What people respond to changes.
Mm-hmm.
So those
every
are the
day.
Exactly every day. So those are those are the key fundamental industries we work in. But again, there's not an industry we can't at least sit down and talk with somebody.
Yeah, it sounds like your general principles and your strategy and your techniques can work for any business.
That's exactly right. Our principles can apply across the board. We won't tell somebody that we're an expert in
mm-hmm.
their industry if we're not. But we're happy to go and investigate that industry if it's going to be a long-term strategic plan.
Right, right. Well, is there any general advice that you can give our audience that's listening today about business and sales development?
Well, sure. I think one of the general principles that we just touched on is don't ever get complacent about the way you look at your markets, whether it's the industry you actually operate in, mm-hmm. that your products or services, but the markets that you sell to. It changes. You'd be surprised how many times we talk with clients who don't even realize that there are other markets they've never penetrated before, and the markets that they've been in forever are getting stale. Mm-hmm. So the general principle is keep up with current industry trends and keep up with market shifts, and don't let your own industry pass you by.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Thanks. Have a little innovation.
Absolutely. If you're not being innovative, you're going to find yourself at some point with your competition running by you.
Exactly. And you watching them in the dust. Mm-hmm. It's not a good feeling, I'm sure.
Exactly. It's not.
Well, how do you work with your clients? I think you touched on this a little bit, but is it a one-time project work, or do you mostly do long-term engagements?
Most of our work is long-term engagement, but a lot of our clients come to us first and foremost with a short-term issue. Mm-hmm. So for an example, a client may come to us and say, can you come in and give us a seminar to our sales management? Great. That's a one-time, one-off project. But you'd be surprised how many times that leads to sometime later that year, the same client comes back and says, we think you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Can you come in and maybe help us do some strategic direction? Mm-hmm. So it starts many times with a short-term project, but then most of our larger projects are what keep us busy full-time. Mm-hmm. But we also do work on retainer, and our clients range from small startups all the way to large corporations.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure probably once you get in there and have that initial seminar, you start opening the doors and opening their eyes to things that they didn't even know were probably issues.
Absolutely.
So they're like, let me get Scott's number and call him back. We need him.
We always want to leave them wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is that your sales technique?
That's exactly what it is. We always want to leave them wanting more. We're not pushy. We know that if we are consultants to the people that we meet with, whether it's a first-time short-term engagement mm-hmm. or whatever the situation is, if they leave knowing that those guys really care about our business,
right,
they'll come back to us and say, can you help us
exactly.
with this?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I know just in speaking with you that you also do some work with the Marietta Business Association.
That's right.
Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for that opportunity. The Marietta Business Association is probably one of the up-and-coming business associations, not just in Cobb County, mm-hmm. but in all of Metro Atlanta. We are growing at a phenomenal rate over the last couple of years. And I just encourage anyone that has any curiosity about Marietta Business Association to go to Google, look mm-hmm. up Marietta Business Association. We have a fantastic website. Look at our events page. Mm-hmm. We have more events per week and per month than most of the other business associations in Cobb County put together.
So great networking.
Great networking opportunities. So yes, thank you for asking that. And go to our website and feel free to reach out to me or to reach out to any of our officers if you have questions about it.
Okay, great. So for our listeners, if you want to tell them where they can find out more information about Forrester Consulting.
Sure. Visit us on our website, which is Forrester CNSLTG. That stands for Forrester Consulting. But again, that's Forrester with one R, CNSLTG.com. Feel free to send us a message and contact us if you just want to set up an introduction. We'll be happy to do so.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you going to hang out while we talk to Michelle for a bit?
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear about it.
Great. So, Michelle, yes. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Michelle, you are a fitness specialist.
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I've been a personal trainer and a yoga instructor for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So, combining the best of both worlds. When you think of wellness and think of fitness, it's all about cardiovascular training, mm-hmm. weight training, as well as flexibility training. Mm-hmm. So when you combine all three, you create wellness. Mm-hmm. And when you can bring that into your daily life, into your business, into your family life, into other things that you have to deal with, so you can make it through and you can mm-hmm. come out on the other side sane.
Oh, well, I need you.
Yes.
So I know you and Christine Horn,
yes,
who's also a business coach, you guys have partnered together to have an amazing event that's coming up, right?
Yes, it's coming up May 1st through 3rd. It's
soon.
Yes, very soon, a couple weeks. It's our Women with Vision Wellness and Wealth Retreat. And we're combining the best of both worlds, of wellness and wealth. So we're giving you the tools to...
I like that. Yeah. The W squared, wellness and wealth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We love the alliteration. We love W's, obviously. And we want to combine the two where you can learn how to use the tools to feel better physically and mentally and also in your business life. So Christine Horn is going to cover how to create that wealth in your life, how to create that seed, that vision that you have for yourself and make it flourish and make it grow and make you innovative and make you think of different things and different aspects and different ways that you can make your dream possible.
Awesome. So who is your target guest for this retreat?
Women who are busy, very busy women that need to take time out for themselves and really focus on creating an arsenal, an arsenal, a tool belt to deal with stress and to with their families and create exactly what they need for their future.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the ladies that attend, what are they going to take away from this?
They're going to take away the arsenal I was talking about. So, for example, I go over and talk about chakras and breath work as far as for my yoga training.
What's a chakra?
Chakra is a wheel of energy. Mm-hmm. And we have seven major chakras that run along the spine in our body. Mm-hmm. And each chakra correlates to different levels of consciousness. So, for example, your root chakra, which is your first chakra, is the base of your spine, has to deal with feeling a security and feeling grounded and feeling one with yourself and with the earth and feeling secure. Mm-hmm. For example, like your throat chakra, your fifth chakra is all about communication and how you listen and how you deal with one another and how you express your needs effectively and in turn get your needs met. Mm-hmm. And so there's several different, like I said, there's seven major chakras that have to deal with all different types of your mind, your body, and your life. And when you figure out if you have a different imbalance, so for example, if you have an imbalance in your throat chakra, maybe you have a sore throat, maybe you lose your voice physically, maybe you have neck pain. And that may be just a little indication that there's an imbalance there. So there's breath techniques that we can go through. There's meditations that we do that you'll take all this home with you. And what we'll do is we'll meet with you privately, one-on-one sessions throughout the weekend, and we'll figure out what it is that you have issues with. Maybe you have different stresses with your family, or maybe you have different breathing exercises that you are breathing issues that you need different meditations to help you through in that moment, in that time, 2 weeks or 2 years after the retreat. You can be able to go in and say, okay, I'm having issues with talking and getting my needs met or expressing myself fully. I can use this breath meditation. I can use this physical activity to help me get through that. Mm-hmm. Christine will help you take care of the actual business side of it so you can figure out and actually have a plan, a visual goal, a step-by-step process. So when you leave, you're not just leaving with, okay, I feel good for this weekend, but now what? So now you're taking this and you're using it, you're applying it, you're seeing your seeds grow and you're flourishing and you're actually thriving.
Right, because it's so stressful as an entrepreneur.
Oh, gosh,
so,
yes.
So having those techniques, I mean, getting the business information is great,
yes,
but also being able to walk away with some of those techniques that you can use long term.
Oh, yes.
To keep you from going absolutely crazy.
Because fitness is forever.
Really beneficial.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Wellness is forever. Because you're human, you have to take care of that body.
Right.
You got to take care of that mind. You got to take care of that spirit. But how do we do that?
Right.
You know, they always say, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. But where is it?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know where it is, how are you going to put it on?
Right.
If you don't know how to put it on, you don't got directions. How are you going to do that?
Right.
You know? And so when you're able to have those tools and you have those goal outlines,
mm-hmm.
you're able to not go crazy. You're able to feel a sense of accomplishment that I can do this and I don't have to turn around and you know, wade in the water and just kind of spin my wheels. I have an action plan that's personally for me and my vision and my physical situations that I can grow and prosper.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So after they visit with you, Scott, then they visit with...
That's right. Yeah, yes. This retreat is going to be amazing.
I'll send them straight to her and let her take care of my family.
Yes.
So I'm looking at your flyer for the Women with Vision Wellness and Wealth Retreat. And it's at Lake Burton. Where is that? Tell me about Lake Burton.
Lake Burton is a beautiful place. It's about 2 hours north of Atlanta, and it's by right past Helen, Georgia. So there's mountains, and when you get you take 85 north and you take 975. And when you get 975, you go through a couple lights. You think you're in another
I was
area.
Is this going towards Highland, North Carolina?
Yes.
Yeah. I just went through there last week. So yeah, it is like a totally different world, but it's so serene.
It's very serene. It's very, you know, I mean, this is the lush. Yes, the lush on the lake, and we're going to be doing sunrise yoga on the dock. It's going to be amazing. So it's a way to really get away, to really put, you know, your phone down, not have to answer any questions, not have to fix anybody any food, because your food is all provided for you. Mm-hmm. Everything is all inclusive. Your lodging is inclusive. Everything is all included in that one price. And it's, you don't have to worry about anything. Right. You just come, you just be, and you just, you know, do the exercises, practice the tools, and grow.
That's awesome. Yeah. I call it an intentional checkout. I just did that last week while my kids were gone for spring break. I went up to Highland, North Carolina and went to a spa. My service was only an hour, but somehow I managed to be in the spa from like 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
No. I bet you that was great.
Right. I mean, they told me I could stay as long as I wanted. Hey. So I was there from opening to closing.
To close, exactly.
Right. But it was good for me. So I understand where you're coming from, because just that time by myself, looking at the mountains.
Yes, quiet.
Quiet time. Ugh. Like, we need that as entrepreneurs.
You do.
You just need to intentionally check out. And, you know, don't answer your phone. Mm-hmm. Put on your autoresponder on your email.
Yes.
And just do you for a little while.
Because business is 24 hours, right? 24/7.
Exactly.
And so
stop.
Your brain can go that. It could go. Brain can go. Mm-hmm. Your brain can keep going and not stop and drive you, for lack of a better word, crazy.
Exactly.
And so when you are able to slow down and, like you said, check out, you're able to kind of push the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And able to think and to gather your thoughts and to present yourself to yourself. You see what I mean? Like, you're able to say, okay, me, you're feeling a little crazy. You may be yelling at somebody. Why'd you yell at that, you know, grocery attendant? They didn't do anything wrong to you. You know what I'm saying? Well, why are you yelling at?
Wrong.
Right, right. Why'd you yell at your kids? Your kids, they're just kids. You know, why are you, you know, you're upset with your boss. And you're taking this stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weighing you down little by little. It's very subtle at first.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, your brain won't shut up. Mm-hmm. Can't sleep. Or you wake up in the middle of the night, can't go back to sleep, or your diet's not right, or you just don't feel right. You feel down, or you feel confused, or you feel hectic. And a lot of times that can be solved with some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
But the tools of meditation are priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley, I would say, oh, meditate, just meditate. Well, sitting in a dark room does not necessarily, you know, happen for everybody. Exactly. It's not a very, right. It's not an easy thing. And the brain is designed to stay on, mm-hmm. even when you're asleep or you're dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's designed for. So if you can use practical, actual step-by-step processes, meditation, breath techniques, exercises, you can turn in or go to those tools when your brain won't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, cannot go back to sleep. There, yoga, there's so many poses and breath techniques for insomnia, mm-hmm. for neck pain, for situations that we all go through because it's life. And as business owners, we have to, we took all this on. Which is great. We're very blessed. It's a great thing. But now how do we deal with that right. blessing, that stress?
Right.
And when you go in and you tune in, there's so much that can happen outside of you when you tune in.
That's awesome. Now, I know Christine Horn, she wanted to be here.
Yes.
She's an actress, and she got a call, so she had to go.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
But can you tell the listeners a little bit about Christine?
Yes, Christine Horn has been around the Atlanta area for about a good 13, 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And she, like you said, she is an actress, and she has an upcoming show coming up in on the USA Network this summer. But she's also a visionary life coach. And so she will turn in actual practical solutions, step-by-step processes, workshops, work events that you can use to grow your business,
mm-hmm.
to grow and plant your seeds, to, like what you're saying, similar, Scott, to innovate and come up with different, you know, avenues. Maybe, okay, I've only been on this road. Well, I didn't think about that road, too. Well, that's where Christine's going to help you to open your eyes and help you to give you that blueprint to help you carry on and move forward and not just stay idle.
Mm-hmm. So how did you and Christine come together to do all this?
It's interesting enough. We've watched each other on Facebook over the years. We've mm-hmm. known each other privately, but we've seen each other's business grow through Facebooks and through Instagram and through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And she reached out to me one day like, I've noticed you've been, you know, I'm always putting out an inspirational quote, a fitness suggestion, an exercise tip. And, you know, I think they'll be a great thing because I've done retreats before. I've mm-hmm. done a wellness with massage retreat. I've done a wellness just yoga retreat. I've done a wellness with everything from kickboxing to weight training into a barefoot boot camp class. I do it all, right? So she was like, you know, why don't we combine the, you know, the business aspect, the wealth aspect? And I never thought about that, like how hand in hand they go together. And it was her idea, and I'm like, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And yeah, and so we've been meeting and working on how we can really get our message that we both have to help uplift women.
Great. Awesome. So how do you address the issues that come up with most women in regards to being afraid to leave home for the weekend?
Well, it goes back to that oxygen mask that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. You want to, you know, save everybody else. You want to, you know, give everybody yourself and your time and your talents. And not giving enough to yourself. My guru always tell me, you have to drink as you pour. Mm-hmm. Once you give, you have to get. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have anything in your reservoir, if you don't have anything in your well, you don't have anything to give. So you have to fill that up. Like, how do we fill that up? You have to have those tools, those ideas, that solution to get you through. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what it is. That's the basic thing.
So they have to go.
Yeah, they have to go. It's mandatory. It's waiting to, it's, you can sit up here and give you so many excuses, say, I don't have time, or I don't have, you know, anybody to watch the kids, or you do not move forward mm-hmm. unless you stop and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. So true.
There's no way. Mm-hmm. And so you can come up with excuses all day long, but at the end of the day, you have to look back at yourself. So whenever that excuse comes up, I'm not this, I'm not that, I have too many things going on, imagine what will happen if you fall apart, if
right.
you don't know what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we do. We give you what to do. You know, we tell you exactly what to do next.
Awesome. So if the listeners want to know more about the retreat,
you can visit us.
Their spot?
Definitely.
Where can they get more information?
WomenWithVisionRetreat.com.
Great.
WomenWithVisionRetreat.com.
And Christine also sent me a little note to let you guys know that are listening that there is a 30% off promo link.
Yeah.
You just need to email womenwithvisionretreat@gmail.com and just ask for the Business Radio X discount. That's simple.
30%. Oh, my goodness. 30%. That's huge.
And when is it again?
It's coming up May 1st through 3rd, so in a couple
awesome.
Of weeks.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. I'm glad to have both of you here.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Hope to have you back again and talk about all the success with your event and all your new clients. I can't wait to hear all about
it. Look forward to it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Great. So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off for another edition of the Cobb County Business Radio X. I will talk to you soon. We'll be right back.